Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, September 18th, 2006. The PLC cancels its session after clashes between PM guards and angry public sector employees, while the army continues to take prisoners and attack residents' homes in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Legislative Council in Gaza canceled its session on Monday after clashes between angry public sector employees and guards of the Palestinian Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh. Earlier, hundreds of angry government employees gathered in front of the PLC building in Gaza City this morning, demanding their salaries, which have not been paid for 7 consecutive months. When Haniyeh arrived at the PLC, the protesters stood at the 3 gates of the building and barred him from entering until his guards, along with Palestinian security forces, fired several rounds of live ammunition into the air to disperse them. Haniyeh managed to enter the building after facing difficulties while the employees demonstrating outside attempted to prevent him from leaving the PLC. According to the Palestinian news agency Wafa, 2 people were injured, identified as Sabr Abu al-Laban and Jihan Essarsawi, as they were run over by the convoy of Prime Minister Haniyeh while leaving the PLC building. The session was cancelled after Fatah members in the PLC condemned what happened and called it, quote, gang's acts. Meanwhile, Israeli army tanks and bulldozers invaded the town of Abasan east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip on Monday at dawn. 2 tanks and 1 bulldozer backed by army helicopters stormed the area and bulldozed farmlands, while tanks opened fire randomly at a number of homes. No injuries were reported. A report issued by the Palestinian Ministry of Health revealed that Israeli authorities deliberately prevented the transport of cancer patients from the Gaza Strip to Israeli hospitals for treatment. The Palestinians must cross the Erez checkpoint in the northern Gaza Strip's Beit Hanun to arrive at the designated hospital. The Department of Ambulances and Emergency for Gaza Strip Hospitals reported that, quote, occupation authorities refused to allow access of cancer patients from the Gaza Strip into Israeli hospitals to receive the necessary treatment, unquote. A 50% decline has been seen in cancer patients allowed to pass for chemotherapy and other treatments unavailable in the Gaza Strip due to closures. The Ministry of Health reported, quote, 20% of the cancer patients in the Gaza Strip, including women and children, were receiving daily treatment in Israeli hospitals, but now only half of them are able to reach these hospitals. The Erez crossing has been closed since June 25th, when the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit was captured while invading the southern Gaza Strip. Two Palestinian police officers and 1 civilian were taken prisoner by Israeli forces in the West Bank city of Hebron, and soldiers invaded the village of Dora nearby on Monday at dawn. Israeli troops stormed a Palestinian police station in the city of Hebron and took police officers Mohammed Tanina and Hassan Islamiyah to unknown locations. The officers were released later in the day. Meanwhile, another force invaded the nearby village of Dora and conducted a wide-scale search campaign to residents' homes and ransacked some families' belongings. Ahmed Barbush, 20, was taken prisoner. Also on Monday, Israeli troops attacked and ransacked several homes and took prisoners 2 residents of Beit Kahil village west of Hebron. Israeli soldiers stationed at an Israeli military checkpoint near Bethlehem took prisoner 1 resident of a Hebron village. The Palestinian news agency Wafa reported that soldiers took Ra'ed Mohammed al-Haribat, 29, prisoner after stopping him in a military checkpoint near Al-Khadr village south of Bethlehem. Al-Haribat, a resident of El-Tabaqa village south of Hebron, was taken to an unknown destination. Moreover, Israeli forces invaded several areas of the Nablus district, located in the northern part of the West Bank, and took 7 prisoners Monday morning. In Kofra Khalil village, south of Nablus, troops stormed and ransacked several homes before taking Fadi Amar, 22, to an unknown location. Meanwhile, army jeeps and troops invaded Balata and Askar refugee camps east of Nablus and took 6 civilians to unknown locations. Meanwhile, an undercover unit of the Israeli army injured Sobhi Yassin, 17, and Rafat Abu Sabait, 27, after the unit infiltrated into Tukharam refugee camp in the northern part of the West Bank city of Tukharam late Sunday night. The 2 were transferred to Thabit Hospital in the city for treatment, local sources reported. Soldiers broke into and searched the home of Thair al-Mansouri during the invasion, local sources added. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, brought to you by Keisha Kay and Ghassan Banoura.